You are Locked On Broncos, your daily podcast on the Denver Broncos, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
This one's for Pat. The ball is free. Denver's got a touchdown, Denver.
Here's your host of Locked On Broncos, NFL analyst Cody Rourke.
Broncos country, what is up? It's your host, Cody Rourke, over here at Locked On Broncos. Tonight's show is brought to you by Draft. It is Draft Wednesday over here. I'll tell you about that here a little bit later on the show. But obviously, we have a big episode in store for you guys, and I have a very, very special announcement to kind of go along with everything we're talking about today. And it's an exciting contest that I want, and I expect we're going to get a lot of participation in, so stay tuned for details throughout the show here. But obviously, on tonight's show, we're going to open it up with the Wednesday practice report before the Denver Broncos. Traveled off and flew to Indianapolis today. They practiced, and there was some surprising news. Some surprise guys out. Obviously, some guys that we weren't surprised that would be out, but obviously a big name headed to injured reserve for the Denver Broncos. We'll talk about that in just a few moments. And then obviously a multitude of guys out for the Colts. So that bodes well for the Denver Broncos, evidently going up against the Indianapolis Colts tomorrow. Thursday Night Football, Color Rush kickoff, Sky Cam footage. Thursday Night Football, obviously on Amazon Prime, NFL Network and NBC Sports app. You can catch all the action, obviously. We're going to have the Locked On Broncos pregame show on Periscope, Instagram Live, right before kickoff. We're going to talk about some storylines, some key matchups. Obviously, today, we're going to analyze several key matchups in this game that we look forward to watching tomorrow, as well as what the Denver Broncos have to do against the Colts in order to come out on top with a victory on the road in a place where the Denver Broncos have struggled to win despite who is there. Even when the Broncos had Peyton Manning, it was always a house of horrors for the Indianapolis Colts and Denver Broncos game. When the Broncos would always travel to Indy, they just couldn't for some reason beat the Colts in Indianapolis. And the Colts have kind of been that thorn in the side of the Denver Broncos over the last couple of years. The most notable loss that the Broncos really truly had that was significant to the Colts was the 2014 divisional playoffs. Now, the Broncos the next year against the Colts went on the road and lost on the road the Aqib Talib eye poke situation. They lost on the road there, but that was the year Denver got it together, went to the Super Bowl, and won it against Cam Newton. So I look back to the 2014 divisional game as the fall apart, the one game where you were generally concerned about the culture of the Denver Broncos. Just they just came out against the Colts, couldn't compete, and nobody had heart. Peyton Manning faced a lot of criticism. I remember a lot of that, but a lot of good memories. Definitely a lot of good memories, and hopefully the Denver Broncos can obviously ride the momentum of a big 23-0 shutout victory over the New York Jets against the Indianapolis Colts tomorrow. And the Colts, regardless of them losing against the Buffalo Bills in overtime on Sunday in the Blizzard Bowl, the Colts have actually been playing some decent football. They played competitive football. Jacoby Brissett has played some decent football this year, and they're really riding off the youth and fountain of youth that Frank Gore has picked up on. And obviously, key matchup obviously we're going to talk about is the speedy threat at wide receiver and who's going to cover him. So that's what we're going to talk about on tonight's Locked On Broncos. Real quick, before we dive into our first segment, obviously the practice report for Denver, I want to take the time to tell you guys about what we have going on over at the Locked On Podcast Network. Now, Matt Williamson brings you a daily dose of a lineup and analysis of all the NFL games across the league, as well as some major key storylines that are going on in the National Football League. He has you covered over there at Locked On NFL, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. The latest and the greatest from Matt Williamson. You can catch it all on the Locked On Podcast Network. So let's dive in, obviously, to the practice report for the Denver Broncos and the Indianapolis Colts. So obviously today was the final day of preparation before game time. Now, the Denver Broncos, like I predicted, we're going to go through and cover this, but Jamal Carter was a full go today in practice. He's going to play. He's playing on tomorrow on special teams. He's going to make a big impact, and we could see him kind of shift into a bigger role with this latest news. Justin Simmons, high ankle sprain, obviously hurt celebrating a tackle with Brandon Marshall. We thought it was just a high ankle sprain. He'd be okay next week, but a shocking development was that he was placed on injured reserve today, so that's a big blow for the Denver Broncos. Now, fortunately for Justin Simmons, like I said yesterday, Will Parks has been playing pretty solid football. I'm very excited about seeing Will Parks out there a little bit more. He's gotten better in underneath and over the top coverage, so obviously him matching up with tight end like Jack Doyle is going to be a key matchup we need to watch, especially Philly with some receivers that are out for the Indianapolis Colts. So Will Park's going to have his hands full, and maybe Jamal Cardo is going to slip in there and play some defense as well. We could probably see him. I'd hazard a guess to see we're going to see a lot of Jamal Cardo on the defensive side of the ball as well. Domantas Peko was limited for 3 days in a row. He's questionable, and I would probably say he's probably not going to play tomorrow. Shelby Harris is going to get the nod once again for him. And obviously the rest of these guys are just full participants, and they're ready to go. Todd Davis, Adam Gotsis, Joseph Jones, Matt Paradise, Shane Ray, Manuel Sanders, and Trevor Siemian were full participants. 3 straight days in a row for them, so they are going to play tomorrow. And I imagine they've gotten a lot of treatment, maybe some massages. If you check Emmanuel Sanders' Snapchat story, Instagram live story, you could tell that he's definitely getting some treatment, getting those extra deep tissue massages from the trainers, acupuncture, all that stuff. It works. In a short week, it works. So, obviously, on the other side of the ball, the Indianapolis Colts. Rashawn Melvin, cornerback, hand injury. He has been declared out. Now, a big shocker, obviously, Dante Moncrief with an ankle injury. Really, the number 2 wide receiver for the Indianapolis Colts is going to be out. So, we won't see Akeem Talib covering him. We're going to see Chris Harris Jr. on T.Y. Hilton. We'll talk about that matchup a little later. Darrell Daniels, tight end. He is out of the game with a hamstring injury. And obviously, Hassan Ridgeway, shoulder injury. He's a full go in practice. He's going to be playing tomorrow. Ryan Kelly, their center, didn't get through concussion protocol all the way. He was a full participant Monday and Tuesday. He didn't participate today, and he was out for tomorrow's contest. Obviously, Jacoby Brissett dealing with a quad issue was a full go. He's back to full strength. He's ready to go. And then Frank Gore, who was full participating on Monday, he didn't have an injury-related issue, was out yesterday's practice, back fully today. He's ready to go. And then obviously cornerback Nate Hairston, went through concussion protocol, wasn't ready enough, and he is out for the game for the Indianapolis Colts. So that's a big blow for the Indianapolis Colts. Before we get to our next segment, I want to take the time to tell you guys about Draft Wednesday over here at Locked On Broncos. So listen up. If you're a fantasy football fan, it's not too late to join the 500,000 people that have already downloaded Draft this season. You get to play in a real-life snake draft, but you're done in just about 5 minutes, and they last for just 1 week. So it's a week-to-week refresher. You can join a new contest every single week or every single day, for that matter, if it's NFL or NBA. But you can join one right now for, obviously, Week 14 in the NFL season here with Locked On Broncos. And the best part, you could play for cold hard cash. Now get this, your chances of winning are about 80% better than on other salary cap sites like FanDuel or DraftKings. All new players get a free entry into a real money draft when you make your first deposit. But in order to do that, you have to use the promo code LONFL. That's right, play a real money game for free just by using the promo code LONFL. And it gets even better than that, because Draft is so sure you'll love it that they're even offering Locked On Broncos listeners a money-back guarantee up to $100. So if you want to play on your computer, you can. But obviously, just search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com and come play free right now with promo code LONFL with Locked On Broncos and the Locked On Podcast Network over there at Draft, here on Draft Wednesday. So obviously, let's dive right into our, you know, kind of second segment. Before we jump up on there, I want to take the time to tell you about some sponsorship opportunities that you and your company can have with the Locked On Podcast Network with Locked On Broncos. So if you or your company are interested in reaching a target audience of men between the ages of 18 and 44, well, your company should be sponsoring this podcast. And let me tell you why. Locked On Broncos is listened to by 98% of men, and 80% are between the ages of 18 to 44. So if you would like to promote your service or your product on Locked On Broncos that will reach an age men in the bracket between ages 18 to 44, well, this is your spot here on Locked On Broncos. Plus, our rates are reasonable. Email me at denverbroncoslockedon@gmail.com to find out more. Once again, that is denverbroncoslockedon@gmail.com. So obviously, jumping into our key matchup segment, obviously, some big matchups. As I listed, Dante Moncrief is out for the Indianapolis Colts. We're going to see a lot of different action from some different wide receivers. We'll talk about that towards later on the show when we analyze the keys to victory. But obviously, the biggest matchup of this game, in my honest opinion, with how Jacoby Brissett's playing and how the Denver Broncos are playing. And I thought the defensive backfield for the Broncos has always been a consistent strong point, and it definitely is the advantage holder for the Denver Broncos. But you have T.Y. Hilton going up against Chris Harris Jr. Now, imagine Chris Harris Jr. is going to spend a lot of time covering T.Y. Hilton. They like to get him up vertically up the seam. They love him on crossing routes that pretty much intersect the intermediate to deep third levels, especially trying to pick on the safety. A lot of cross and rub routes. So I can imagine some tight splits, obviously, with a tight end. Or you could go, you know, doubles 2x2 and have, obviously, double drags, double crossers, which force, you know, a team in man coverage to kind of bump in or pass off coverage, and that's where you find openings. I could see the Indianapolis Colts really trying to utilize that against the Denver Broncos. Coming in on a road game, an area where they've really struggled this season and in years past against the Colts on the road in general, has been hard for them. So T.Y. Hilton on the year, he's had 43 catches, 811 yards, and 4 touchdowns. He's been a speedy vertical threat, big play guy for the Indianapolis Colts, a big target for, obviously, Jacoby Brissett, who's playing pretty well this year. Now, Jacoby Brissett, in my honest opinion, he is an interesting guy. Now let's take a look at his stats. Now, he's thrown for 2,600 yards, 11 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Now, some of those interceptions came early on in the year. In my honest opinion, I felt Jacoby Brissett has actually played a lot more consistent. He's made a lot more good decisions, obviously, in the passing game, going through his reads and progressions. That's been a big thing that I've watched on film with Jacoby Brissett, which makes him a threat for the Denver Broncos. Obviously, his ability as an athlete to run and extend plays is going to be big for the Indianapolis Colts. It's going to be a big test for the Denver Broncos to try to stop. Now, guys like Shelby Harris, Adam Gotsis, they have to really stay home. Tyreek Jarrett, if he gets in there, Zach Kerr, they have to do a very good job of striking their gap, whether they're a three technique or the one tech. They have to strike their gap shade and make sure that nobody runs up underneath them. You know, obviously, if you're a three tech or a one tech, primarily if you're a one tech, you're going to be facing a lot of double teams, or if a three tech, because you can blow up a lot of stuff. And that's the thing that really not a lot of people know about the anatomy of a defensive tackle. Now, defensive tackles, when they can come off the ball fierce and fast and kind of bridge that gap between pass coverage, run blocking, and they can cut through the line of scrimmage, at that point, that's where plays break down. That's where the run game obviously breaks down for the opposing offense, and the Denver Broncos have done a very good job of that. If you go back and watch the film, you can check out the full game on YouTube of the Denver Broncos against the Jets. The Broncos' defensive line did a very good job in terms of containing the run game with Bilal Powell and obviously Matt Forte, who, you know, they're very prolific players. They're impact players for their teams, and they've had a very consistent role in those teams. Now, the Denver Broncos defense, Shelby Harris, Brandon Marshall, Todd Davis, they're going to have their hands full tomorrow, because there's a guy, he's kind of had a little bit of a drink out of the fountain of youth, and his name is Frank Gore. Now, obviously, when we look at Frank Gore's statistics this year, you know, you look at 210 rushes, rush attempts. That's a lot for a guy who's 35, 36 years old. He's only had 762 yards and 3 touchdowns, but he's just the workload. And he's had moments where he's just broken off a big run, or he obviously punches it in and fights for extra yards on a third and goal, or even a third and one, you know, midfield trying to convert for a first down. He runs really hard, and he's got his blockers trying to get that extra push, and he's very good at reading his block. And for a guy who's 35, he does have the explosive steps still in him. So, obviously, let's not let the 210 total rushes and 3.6 yards per carry fool you, because Frank Gore is a guy who can absolutely hurt the Denver Broncos in this game. And coming off a big game against the Buffalo Bills in a game where they really didn't want to throw the ball. It was a snow bowl game. You couldn't really get much from it. But, obviously, LeSean McCoy, Frank Gore, they had a field day in the snow. And running backs usually have fun in those type of games, because guess what? They're going to get the ball. He had 35 carries for 130 yards against the Buffalo Bills in the Snow Bowl. I wouldn't imagine he's going to see 35 carries. More so, I think he'll get probably around 27, 28 total carries. And they're going to find a little bit of a balance in between in the run game in terms of how they're going to get Frank Gore involved. Now, we're going to see a lot of Frank Gore on second and one plays. Obviously, I think the Colts will come out and try to pass on first down. Tendencies have kind of shown that a little bit. But obviously, second and short, they're going to run, try to pick up the first. Third and short, they're more than likely going to hand the ball off multiple times. They're about 50-50 run pass in terms of third and short. Third and long, obviously a passing situation, usually the occasional draw, but evidently they want to run the ball primarily on second down. And obviously first down, they'll come out, do some play action passes, try to get some guys open across the seam and across the intermediate level to where the inside linebackers are, and try to get them to draw out. Obviously, Brandon Marshall, Todd Davis, Will Parks, obviously another guy who's going to have to draw the matchup, a cover and a tight end. We're going to have to look at that angle as well. But overall, I just think that the Denver Broncos in this game, I think they match up well with the Indianapolis Colts, and I'm very confident in the Broncos' ability to go on the road and beat the Indianapolis Colts in this game, because the Colts are going to be missing some key guys, their center. That's going to be big for the offensive line. It's going to be big for Jacoby Brissett. You know, switching centers, there's a chemistry aspect to it. You're used to taking snaps from this one guy. Usually centers are pretty smart too. The center and the quarterback have to be on the same page, or else things are going to go wrong on the field. And usually you don't realize how significant that bond is as a player, as a quarterback and a center really have. Look at Peyton Manning and Jeff Saturday. They had one of the best bonds ever as between a quarterback and a center, and I think that's what really benefited them, why they were also very, very good. When you have that kind of cohesion and that smartness, that level of football IQ, you can definitely recognize a lot of things. So obviously a new center having to exchange snaps, obviously you're going to see a one tech probably with Shelby Harris sometimes, Tyreek Jarrett. You're going to have Joe Woods be a little dynamic in his play calling, and you're going to see that trying to get to, obviously, Jacoby Brissett and just try to cause some havoc. And the defense is looking to ride the momentum, obviously, after a great performance. Defensively, the Broncos played their best game in several years, since 2015, in my honest opinion, against the New York Jets in the 23-0 shutout victory. Overall, they held they really didn't give up any big scores. They didn't give up a touchdown. They didn't give up any really significant big third downs for a first down conversion. The Broncos usually got off the field on third down against the Jets, and that's a big key to success, which leads us into our final segment, keys to victory. Now, we saw it last week with the Denver Broncos. I said it last week. I'm going to say it again. Run early and run often. Utilize the guys that you have. Utilize C.J. Anderson, Devontae Booker, Jamal Charles, Andy Janovich, who scored on a touchdown against the Jets last week. Utilize those guys more, like I said, and it was ironic I mentioned Andy Janovich last week and he gets a touchdown. I'm excited. I love the hammer that is Andy Janovich. So utilize that a lot more. Utilize your run game, especially if you can get it going early on. If you're ripping off 5-yard gains, 6-yard gains, you got to keep riding the momentum. If you're running a dive play, well, then run a counter 2 plays later, because the defense is going to be on their heels a little bit. Then you can start to incorporate the play action pass. But if you get pass happy early on the road against a pretty solid Indianapolis Colts team who's competing very well, they're dealing with injuries all across the board on the offensive and defensive side of the ball. They're going to be missing a cornerback. Obviously, we talked about that. That's going to be a big piece for the Indianapolis Colts defensively to try to get some pressure on Trevor Siemian. But more so, they're going to try to plug up the gaps and try to contain the run game and force the Denver Broncos into throwing. If you can force the Denver Broncos into throwing the ball, you have a very good chance of winning the football game as a defense in its entirety. So the Denver Broncos have a lot of things they got to do. They have to be more consistent. Now, I don't know if the Jets were that bad or if the Broncos actually played very good football. I think it's a combination of both, but I was very impressed with how the Broncos were on first down and obviously converting third downs. It was a 3rd-and-1. They were able to get some push and convert to move the chains. The Denver Broncos had more effort in that game than I've seen in a long time from the Denver Broncos, and that's something that they have to be happy with. They have to be content with, and they have to keep riding that wave if they want to be successful on the road. Thursday night football in a hostile crowd against a very tough and young and up-and-coming Indianapolis Colts team. I think they have their guy in Jacoby Brissett. Unfortunately, Andrew Luck, he's hurt. And I think Jacoby Brissett's done very well auditioning to potentially be the guy for the Colts going forward. Andrew Luck, as we know, it could be a Denver Bronco next year. That's just my piping hot take. It's my theoretical speech that we're going to talk about someday towards the end of the year when we talk about what the Broncos should do in a future episode. But let me tell you guys, that was our key matchups, our keys to victory. Defense, be relentless. Get off the field on third down. Dial up the pressure. Force turnovers. When you play the way you did against the Jets, you're going to win games. So carry the same mentality, same firepower over against the Indianapolis Colts, especially against T.Y. Hilton, who they're going to look to go vertical to on big plays. If Indianapolis starts off with the ball, their first play of the game, they're going to take a shot. Mark my words, they're going to take a deep shot. You can quote me on it. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Obviously, our pregame show here, Locked On Broncos on Instagram Live or Periscope. We'll tweet out the link. You're going to hear it. But I want to tell you guys about the contest that Locked On Broncos has and how you can win what I'm about to announce. So I've obviously gotten into a big kind of new trend this year in collecting jerseys. Now, I never used to like to purchase jerseys for the simple reason that anytime I bought a jersey, that player ended up getting cut or traded, and it all goes back to guys like Jay Cutler and obviously Carmelo Anthony had their jerseys, Ty Lawson had their jerseys, and then they got cut, released, or traded. And I was like, you know what, I'm never going to buy a jersey again. Well, recently I realized the curse was broken because I bought a Peyton Manning jersey several years ago. I have a John Elway jersey. And I was like, you know what? Nothing bad. We won the Super Bowl. Peyton Manning won the Super Bowl. And, you know, I was thinking at one point, maybe the curse was real when Peyton Manning got benched against the Kansas City Chiefs. I thought it was a real curse. And I was like, yeah, I shouldn't wear my jersey. If I wear the jersey, then I think things are going to go bad. Well, I kind of learned that that's not how it worked, especially after I got the Chris Harris Jr. Super Bowl 50 jersey. And then they played the Carolina Panthers on the opening night of the week one 2016 NFL season against Carolina. And Graham Gano missed the field goal that would have won the game for the Panthers. So I felt like at that point the jersey curse was over and Chris Harris Jr. was a solidified guy. He signed his contract extension. So I was happy. I was like, you know what? I don't have to worry about dealing with the curse of the jersey anymore. So I have several Chris Harris Jr. jerseys and a Peyton Manning jersey. And I'm going to be doing an exclusive giveaway for all Locked On Broncos listeners. Now listen, you have the opportunity to be entered into this contest by two ways. Now, I'm going to make a post here on Twitter, here in just a little bit, where it states that if you retweet, favorite, share, tag, whatever, you automatically be entered into the contest, which I'm going to announce at halftime of tomorrow's game against the Indianapolis Colts on Thursday Night Football. And, well, another way to enter yourself, you can get a second entry into this contest by simply going to iTunes and leaving a 5-star review on Locked On Broncos. Tell us why you love the show. 5-star review, as well as leave your Twitter handle and say jersey contest in the description, and that can get you two entries into the Locked On Broncos jersey giveaway contest. I'll tweet the picture, show you what it is, Chris Harris Jr. or Peyton Manning, or both. I may do both. I may do a runner-up. We'll see. But that's I'm going to announce that obviously on Twitter as well. So be sure to follow the show on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL, at Locked On Broncos. We're going to do our pregame show in lieu of Thursday Night Football right before kickoff here. Instagram Live, Periscope. You can catch the full recap, obviously halftime show and game recap following the Thursday Night Football game between the Broncos and the Colts. Very interactive, very interesting. Let's hope the Broncos can pull out another big win and obviously get a good ride of momentum on the end of the season. That's something that I think most Broncos fans are looking for. No more 104.3 The Fan drama segments where they're just looking for the Broncos to tank. We're bringing it real here. Tanking is not the best way to play in professional sports, period. You don't tank in professional sports. It's a stupid idea, and the Broncos just aren't going to do it. Not to sacrifice anything. They have a lot of different options, ability to move up in the draft by trades. I think John Lynch owes John Elway a favor, so that's something we could see towards the end of the year. That's another episode for another day. But I want to thank all you guys for joining me here on Locked On Broncos. Once again, a very avid and loyal fan base. I love all you guys. Thank you once again for listening, tuning into the show, making the show what it is. I'm very excited about our Locked On Broncos jersey giveaway that we are doing here. Obviously, the announcement will be made at halftime tomorrow during the Indianapolis Colts Denver Broncos games. One lucky winner will win a free Chris Harris Jr. or Peyton Manning jersey. We'll make that decision. Obviously, going to be a Chris Harris Jr. jersey. Could be the Color Rush jersey. I might give that away. But obviously, stay tuned. It's going to be a great contest. Once again, thank you all for listening. This is your host, Cody Rourke, saying good night. Go Broncos. We'll see you tomorrow over at Locked On Broncos.